True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Back here on the morning shift, and we will have a mic'd up in just a minute. Which One Wednesday battle for the ages is
a showdown, we like to call it. Showdown.
So, yeah. Dylan, you're about to get smoked. actually, maybe not today. Not too sure about the judge today. So let's go to the Hawks.
Regardless, it's all good.
So the Hawks fall to the Rockets 1-114 with Jalen Green scoring 32 points and 11 boards to help the Rockets power past Atlanta.
Yeah, interesting game to watch last night, obviously, with the Hawks just falling flat. Couldn't shoot through the first three quarters and then try to make a run of it, try to make it fun throughout the end of the fourth quarter, and went on a pretty good run. Actually started hitting some shots from downtown. They were 29. They won the fourth quarter, I believe, 29-8 at a certain point. And look, it just – you couldn't hit your shots when you're going against Houston's kind of zone defense there in the second half. They did a nice job penetrating, kind of moving the ball around. But, guys, we've talked about it a number of times. And George Niang has helped with this. But how many times have we talked about how the Hawks are getting good looks, the shots just aren't falling? And, look, Quinn at the end of the game put Garrison Matthews in for 6 or 7 minutes. And, you know, I think that he hoped that Garrison Matthews could spark, the end of the shooting woes. But – you got to make your shots, especially against a team like Houston. And this is, this was going to be one of those games that in that final stretch we've talked about, final 11 games where you need to go 7-4. This was the one that they were going to struggle with. And they did. And it looked like it was going to be blocked. Credit to the Hawks for the stretch to be able to try to pull back even. But in the end, it was just a little bit too late.
So they've got Miami coming up, then Portland, then Dallas, just to name a couple of their games. Do you think they can avoid being a play-in team?
No. They're already a play-in team. They're six games behind, 5.5 behind the Pistons. They need to avoid not being the eighth seed. How about that? Because they're only a half a game ahead of the Magic. Now, they have two of them, but the Magic have won three straight, have been playing good. And the Hawks have been playing good. They had won three straight at this point as well. I thought the disparity in free throws destroyed the Hawks. I mean, they shot half as many free throws as the Rockets. And then that with the how bad they were atrocious from three-point land. Not to mention Trae Young didn't score to midway through the second quarter, which I'm not blaming anything on Trae, but that's not a recipe for success for this team when your best player doesn't score for a quarter and a half. Coupled with five turnovers, disparity in free throws, and a brutal three-point percentage, those are all – a huge recipe for disaster for this team.
Again, too, I'm going to continue to ask this question, and I guess maybe it's a rookie thing, or I don't know what it is. I don't understand the discrepancy in minutes for Zachary Risacher when I really do feel like, at least at this point, He's one of their best three players. And I'll throw Dyson in there, his prowess on defense, another four steals last night. But Trey Young, it's 39 minutes last night. Dyson Daniels, 36. Onyeka, 38. Zach Arizashay, 24. Like, there was just extended amounts of time that they're pulling Zach Arizashay off the floor. And again, when you can spread the floor and when you can shoot as well as he shot, I believe in the calendar year 2025, he's over 40%. I don't understand why they keep pulling him off the floor. And maybe there's just something basketball-wise that they're, you know, hey, you don't understand this. Maybe there is, but I know we're better when Zach Arizashay is on the floor. And for him to have 24 minutes last night left me scratching my head.
Well, I think you got to remember, too, he's probably played more minutes than he's ever played in his career. I don't know how many games they play over, you know, in France or whatever, or whatever it is.
Australia.
It's different, right? So maybe they're just trying to keep this guy a little bit fresh for the if there is a, you know, more than two games in the play-in. So that could play into it. You're going down the stretch here. It could have been a matchup thing. Quinn Snyder knows a lot more basketball than I do, so I'm going to trust him a little bit with this, but try not to second guess too much. But I think maybe the age has something to do with it. Trying to ease him in, don't want to overload him.
I agree with you, and we'll get to which one. I agree with you, but if there was ever a time to me to expand those minutes, it would be in this stretch run of the last, you know, 11 games.
And I'll tell you, the two games with the Magic are more important than this one.
Yeah, probably so. And against the Heat as well. But I'm like, dude, the time's now. Like, what are we messing around with? Yeah, it's Which One Wednesday. You guys know what time it is. We got a fun face-off today. It's going to be Tiffany against Dylon. And a man that probably is going to exact revenge, but I don't know in which direction, is that man Squidbilly over there. He is tired of being judged, and he decides that, you know what? Today's the day that he's going to kick it back up. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations, especially for March Madness that'll continue this weekend. All right, so I got a number of fun topics that we're going to get to. The one about Bo, NASCAR driver, TGL Pro, in just a second. Let's just go ahead and let's just get it off our chest, though. Let's just expand on what we already know is coming. Who has more swag, Beyonce or Drake? Who has more swag, Beyonce or Drake? Tiff, we'll start with you.
Is that even a question right now?
It is. I just asked it out loud.
It is a question. Obviously, the answer would be Beyonce. Drake is going through, would you categorize it as struggles now, Dylan?
Oh, man. He just had the number one album with him out, Party Next Door album.
Excuse me, please wait your turn,
coming
sir.
Off of what happened sir, wait Super your turn. Bowl.
Keep
halftime
to
performance. You have grandmas singing Not Like Us. You've got people doing it at their weddings.
Wow.
It has transcended cultures, age ranges, all of it. So that being said, and Beyonce's got a tour coming up. Everyone's going to be buying cowboy hats and boots. She definitely has more swag at the moment.
Dylon,
and overall, always.
Your response.
Since we want to go there with, you know, Drake, quote unquote, struggling, let me tell you this. Drake currently has a song number one on the billboards right now in Nokia. And sure, Kendrick Lamar had his little run with Not Like Us, but guess what? All the baddies out there, all the attractive ladies, all the baddies out there are jamming out to him and Party Next Door album, Sexy Songs for You. He's getting all the play times in the club. And you know what? He's going to end up, you know, winning his lawsuit against UMG, too. So Drake is far from struggling. He's still at the top.
I need to say something to get under your skin.
Oh, man.
I understand. And you did. You succeeded. But
all right.
Drake definitely, he's got more swag right now.
We're off and running. All right. Better meal for dinner, meatloaf or pork chops? Better meal for dinner, meatloaf or pork chops? Dylan, we'll start with you.
Are the pork chops like fried pork chops?
However you want, big dog.
Yeah, you fill in the blanks.
Pork chops, it's not even a debate here. Pork chops are way better. I mean, if you do pork chops right, you fry them up a little bit, and you have them with a nice side. I mean, pork chops, to me, when they are done right and at their prime, they just blow meatloaf out of the water. Meatloaf, to me, is just, it has good flavor, but it's bland compared to like a good, nicely seasoned pork chop. So I'm going pork chops all the way.
I'm probably going to lose it on this one, and I'm fine. I'll stand by this. Clearly, you don't like a hearty meal, and meatloaf is for people who are hungry and like to be satisfied. And you also have my favorite condiment mixed in there of ketchup.
There you go.
Ketchup reigns supreme above all. But what better filling meal can you have than meatloaf and a side of mashed potatoes? It's like, it makes you feel warm and cozy inside, and it's kind of like You're at home.
It's not like you're just eating one pork chop.
All right. Let's build on that one. Let's build on that one because I know that Dylon, he's been known to cook some chili here and there and things like that. Which one of you guys knows your way around the seasonings better? Which one of you guys knows your way around the seasonings better? Tiff, we'll start with you.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Look, I know I've been judged, and I've posted food pictures and taken some heat online, and that's okay. Like I said, I am eating to live. I don't live to eat. So that being said, I will go ahead and say, Dylan, I'm usually cooking in a hurry. I'm usually just doing salt, pepper, sometimes some taco seasoning if I want to get crazy. But if I'm trying to, it's very rare that I am sitting down making some sort of really thoughtful, you know, meal that I have to plan. No, I'm trying to eat because, I'm late. I got to get out the door. So, Dylan, you can have this one.
Yeah, I mean, it's easy. I mean, I've not been questioned on this show about whether or not I use enough seasoning. But my counterpart has. She's been questioned. It's salt, pepper, and maybe some taco seasoning. Does she know what smoked paprika is?
Yeah, I actually have paprika.
Does she know what Lowry salt is?
Yeah.
Does she know what Lowry salt is? Does she know what minced garlic is?
How about Tony Schreier?
Did I not already say you won, and you're choosing just to dig in and try to pile on? But that's fine.
I had to double down.
All right, look, let's go ahead and go to the Bo question. I teased it earlier. Which one is Bo more likely to succeed at, being a NASCAR driver or a TGL pro?
Well,
a NASCAR driver or a TGL pro?
I'll take this one.
All right,
Certainly not a TGL pro because Bo gets very angry and you can't be angry playing golf. It messes up your game. It's a total mental game.
That's a good point.
So racing, he has road rage. That's been well documented on this show.
Fair.
So I would say racing is where Bo would
thrive. I do not have road rage.
We did have a race last night. He didn't bring it up today. So we did have a race last night.
I'm taking it. He did not win.
No. No.
It's unfortunate.
I didn't win either, but no, he didn't.
I'm going to actually use Tiffany's point for Bo being a better NASCAR driver against Bo. His road rage is what's going to not help him. He's going to get too mad, and he might actually just end up losing the race just to make sure he wrecks somebody else. I think I can see Bo as that person. He intentionally wrecks somebody out of spite just because he's so angry. He's like, I don't care. I'm not winning this race.
Nobody
not winning it either.
Speaking of which, how about this one? Of the two of you guys, Tiffany and Dylon, which one of you is rougher on your vehicle? Which one of you is rougher on your vehicle?
Well,
it's been well documented for both of you guys on the show. Which one is tougher on a car? Dylan, we'll start with you.
The reason my car looks the way it looks now is not my fault. A dude was going backwards on a one-way.
It was 6 months ago.
Hey, I'm out here balling a budget. You know what I'm saying? But anywho, and you know his.
You also didn't file on insurance.
You also
didn't call the police officers.
Yeah.
You didn't call the police officers. That's why you're balling on a budget.
That is not due to me being a rough driver. Those
Dylan
are maybe
is
some missteps.
More trips in the last 6 months than I have, and I travel with an NFL team, so I don't want to hear this balling on a budget.
Anywho, the point being, that is not the reason why me being a rough driver is not the reason my car looks the way it does. However.
You have to use a lot of words to get your point across.
However, let me finish with this. Tiffany has or has not been seen with bald tires and her oil light coming on. I rest
my case. You are roasting me,
Tiffany.
Today.
This man's bumper is dragging the ground. Are you going to allow this to happen?
No, it's not. It's a bumper.
I'm not, because what I will say is I've turned a new leaf. I've turned a new page. I have a new car. And so I have changed. And I hope you all can believe that. I'm already going to get a car wash, scheduling that for this weekend detail. So I've turned a new corner in my life in terms of how I will treat my vehicle.
Right.
It's in the past.
Let's finish on just a real quick one. Do you guys know who Red Panda is? The halftime show where the lady kicks the
balls. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Better halftime show, Red Panda or the Baby Race? Which is a better halftime show, Red Panda or the Baby Race, where the babies race from baseline to baseline? What do you think?
You can't go wrong with babies. Everybody loves babies.
Yeah, the baby race.
Their unpredictable nature of are they going to make it across the finish line or not? The one time I saw the parent, they held the sippy cup behind the line. It was a strategic move, and that baby hit hit the gas pedal and never look back.
I am a fan of the baby race. However, baby races can be uneventful because there is no guaranteeing any of the babies will go.
You hate kids, Dylan.
That's not the point. That's not it. And you also, it could be a blowout where just one baby goes and the rest of them just stay behind. That has happened before. However, with the red panda, you always know, and there's always guaranteed suspense on whether or not she's going to be successful at getting all the bulls.
Everything
on top.
A butt with
all right.
you.
All right. Bo, you're up, man. What do you think? Who brought it home today?
Well, I thought that both of them at times did a very poor job of explaining themselves, especially Dylan with his trash car. Tiffany trying to say she turned a leaf because she got a new car. That's not really turning a leaf. But I appreciated the I was frustrated when Tiff conceded a point, which I do not agree with at all. But Dylan only got me because even though Tiffany conceded, he chose violence, and I also choose violence. And I appreciate when the opponent is on the ground and struggling to gasp for air, and you still choke the life out of it. And so therefore, I gave Dylan it only because he chose violence.
I accept that. It was the bald tires. That was.
Have you not been spotted new bald tires in your wheel iron?
That was.
Thanks for playing. That's Which One Wednesday.